This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Wednesday, March 23, 2022, Montana reports 272,311 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 58 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since yesterday. 10 new cases in Flathead County, that's Kalispell, Whitefish. 7 new cases in Cascade County, Great Falls. 7 new cases in Gallatin County, Bozeman, Montana State University, Big Sky. 7 new cases in Yellowstone County, Billings and the Crow Indian Reservation. And more new cases in 17 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 464. Currently, 32 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,238 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 973,000 Americans have died. There have been 79,700,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. Madeleine Albright, the first female U.S. Secretary of State who helped steer Western foreign policy in the aftermath of the Cold War, died Wednesday of cancer. She was 84. Albright was a central figure in President Bill Clinton's administration, first serving as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations before becoming the nation's top diplomat in Clinton's second term. She championed the expansion of NATO, pushed for the alliance to intervene in the Balkans to stop genocide and ethnic cleansing, sought to reduce the spread of nuclear weapons, and championed human rights and democracy across the globe. Albright grew up in a family that fled the Nazis and communists in mid-20th century Europe, first-hand experiences that helped to shape her worldview. She saw the U.S. as the indispensable nation when it came to using diplomacy backed by the use of force to defend democratic values around the world. A district court judge ruled that a law that intended to ask Montana voters to decide how they want to vote for Supreme Court justices was unconstitutional. The new law, House Bill 325, was passed by the Republican-majority Montana legislature last year. It intended to use a legislative referendum to charge voters with deciding if Supreme Court justices should continue being elected statewide or be confined to district-based voting. A group of plaintiffs sued Montana Secretary of State Christy Jacobson, and District Court Judge Peter Oman's decision found the law unconstitutional, stopping Jacobson from placing the question on the November ballot. Statewide voting for Montana Supreme Court justices is outlined in the Montana Constitution. Changing that provision would be unconstitutional. A previous attempt to change how Supreme Court justices were elected also failed in a 2012 case. A snowmobiler died while riding near Big Sky on Monday. Gallatin County 911 responded to a call for an injured snowmobiler in the Macatee Basin south of Big Sky at about 2 o'clock Monday. The caller had found the victim unresponsive on the trail and had attempted CPR for more than 15 minutes before leaving the area to try to get cell phone service and call 911. A team of search and rescue volunteers from the Big Sky area, including helicopter volunteers, responded and recovered the victim's body using a helicopter because of the rough terrain the rider was in. This is at least the fourth snowmobiler death in the area since the beginning of this year. In addition to the snowmobiler deaths, a man died in an avalanche while riding a snow bike near Cook City in February. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has proposed increasing federal protections for northern long-eared bats in the face of white nose syndrome, a deadly disease that affects cave-dwelling bats across much of North America, including eastern Montana. The bat species' decline is problematic for agricultural producers who benefit from pollination and pest control provided by bats. The northern long-eared bat has been protected under a threatened status since 2015, but the agency said this week it's considering increasing protections to endangered listing in light of researchers' findings that white nose syndrome is spreading much more rapidly across North America than anticipated. The agency said it expects 100% of the animal's range in the U.S. to be affected by this syndrome by 2025, threatening the species with extinction. White nose syndrome is caused by a fungus that attacks the bare skin of bats while they hibernate, which causes them to become more active than they otherwise would be. As a result, they burn up the fat they need to survive the winter. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.